We've proposed a BRAC commission here in our committee, the committee I chair that oversees public properties. We're working with the administration. We expect that this is going to be a bipartisan effort. We've got OMB and General Services Agency working with us to not only dispose of a lot of properties, but really identifying the entire federal property database, excess surplus property, and creating transparency.
How is this going to work, and why are you patterning it after the Base Realignment and Closure Commission?
The Base Realignment and Closure Commission was very successful. It took politics out of the system. You know, every member of Congress is going to fight for properties in their district, or in this case, which was bases in their district. But by taking it to an overall commission, it really takes the politics out of it, and just does the best thing for taxpayers across the nation. So we expect that not only will this bill move quickly, but having bipartisan support, just knowing that this is the right thing to do to sell off unneeded properties, get rid of excess and surplus properties. That's about 1% of the federal inventory. But we're dealing with the entire database of literally thousands of properties and millions of acres.
So it's not just office space as we traditionally think about it. There's a lot of other assets. What are some of the other types of things that you've unearthed that look like they are candidates for getting rid of?
We own everything from golf courses to islands to even properties in other countries. And we want to make sure that not only are we doing an inclusive list of every single property, but really forcing a justification. Why do we own the properties that we do? Some of them have outlived their usefulness. Others, you know, we have changed the mission of the agency. So we want to force every single department to justify what properties they need, what type of tenant improvements do they need, what is their vacancy rate, and really bring it back to, you know, a fiscally sound position on a way to not only sell properties, but reduce the size of government and create a government that's more accountable to the taxpayers.
So help me understand how it'll work. Instead of the federal agency telling you what it is they have that they don't really need anymore, they would have to show you what they have that they must keep. Is that how it works?
Yeah, we're actually reversing the system. I mean, if you're just asking them to declare property surplus, it goes through a whole lot of bureaucratic red tape. Every different department tries to hold on to what they have to just in case someday they may have a use for it. And this is actually backing into it to say, justify what you have and show us what you don't need. And by going at it this way, it's given us the opportunity to take a look at a lot of different properties that should be surplus but have never been put on the surplus list. So we want to consolidate the footprint of the federal real estate. We want to make sure that federal employees are in less overall space, so even reducing the amount of leases that we have. And we want to reduce our reliance on costly lease space in that process.
We're speaking with Representative Jeff Denham of California. He's chairman of the Subcommittee on Economic Development, Public Buildings, and FEMA. I guess there's a strong sense that as the government has gotten bigger, the amount of office space available to it has even grown faster.
It has grown faster because you've got several different departments that are all operating independently. And while one department may only have a 50% occupancy on a building, you've got another department that's going out and getting its own building and maybe 50% occupied as well. So in the process, we want to take two or three different departments and put them into one building, or oftentimes you've got agencies that are spread between several buildings that we have an opportunity to consolidate as well.
What is the timeline that you're looking at from when there's a commission established to when there is a successful realignment, I guess, of properties for the federal government?
Well, we have both a short-term and a long-term aspect to this. We are moving very, very quickly through committee. In fact, we'll be holding a hearing on the bill itself tomorrow. And then from there, we expect it to move quickly through the Senate and hopefully have the president's support you know, this year as well. The goal would be to sell several billion dollars off next year. I personally would like to see $15 billion in the first year. That's a high target to hit, but it's only scratching the surface on the overall surplus properties throughout the nation. And so we're going to work together to sell off as many as we can in the short term. In the long term, it's really getting this entire database to have a justification so we can put just as we had for the BRAC, for the base closures, every year there was a new set of bases that were going out there to sell. We want to do the same thing with property. So every single year we're developing a new list, a new set of justifications, and ultimately consolidating the footprint of lease space and selling off the properties we don't need in the same process. So we expect to move very quickly, have a commission in place by next year, and be quickly liquidating a number of these different properties.
Now, under the BRAC process for DOD, it's still the Secretary of Defense that ultimately makes the recommendations, and then the commission approves and then sends that to Congress. Do you envision the GSA having a big role in this, since they are really the landlord for most of the federal government?
GSA will definitely have input. So will the Office of Budget. OMB will have a good say-so as well. But ultimately, it's up to the commission. And then it'll come back to us for an up or down vote. So there won't be any tinkering with it by Congress. This is something that, you know, we want to have one full package that addresses properties throughout the entire nation that we can put on the sales block all at one time.
What do you anticipate to happen at the hearing?
Well, we've been trying to drill down on the basic principles of the bill and come to an agreement with the president as we've moved forward. This hearing is specifically on this legislation, to not only discuss all aspects of the bill, but then also to see where we do differ from the administration and have a good path forward. So as we go to the whole committee, we're going to be moving through in a bipartisan fashion to move out very, very quickly. We're meeting with members throughout not only the committee, but throughout the entire House, picking up Republican and Democrat support. But most importantly, this has been a ongoing negotiation between myself and my committee and the administration.
And I noticed that on panel number two, you have Anthony Principi, who is the chair of BRAC.
Yeah, we've really modeled this after the whole BRAC commission. I mean, it has been very successful, and Mr. Principi has given us a lot of insight in crafting this this piece of legislation. And you know, he's somebody who's been there through this entire process and understands you know, some of the challenges that we faced with the base realignment and closure, and some of the things that we can avoid making new mistakes with this new commission.